the Gospel of Luke, 14th chapter, verse 1 and 7 through 14. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees, he ate a meal on the Sabbath. They were watching him closely. And when he noticed how the guests chose their places of honor, he told them a parable. When you were invited by someone to a wedding banquet, and we had a good one last night, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited to sit in that place. And the host comes over to you and says to you, give this person your place. And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you were invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, back when we were having Bible studies based on the lectionary reading, people would ask the question, and I remember Laurie in particular, boy, how did those three go together? Sometimes you feel like the people who put the lectionary together, you know, had to do some pushing and shoving some Sundays. But today, the lectionary readings truly go together. And if you had a bulletin, I would have probably entitled the sermon, Do You Approach Your Faith as an Investment or as a Gift? Because that's surely what Jesus was talking about in this passage. You know, people who went places and wanted to be honored and looked up to, wanted to have the best seats. You know, we don't do that much anymore. We didn't have a head table last night. Of course, that wouldn't be the kind of thing Pam and Barry would do anyway. It was just all home folks. And that was good. But, you know, there are those formal settings where there are head tables. And that's what Jesus was talking about. And, you know, if you just go in and assume you're going to be at the head table or you're going to be in an honored position, Jesus is pointing out that, you know, maybe somebody more important than you comes along and you're asked to move. Wouldn't that be shameful? Wouldn't that be embarrassing? And then he turns to the person who invited him to his house and said, you know, don't invite just your friends and your relatives and the neighbors you know, because, you know, they're just going to turn around and invite you to their house. You know, if you really want a blessing, then invite to your dinner or your banquet the crippled and the lame and the blind and those who are needy, and God will bless you. When we live our faith, do we see it as an investment or do we treat it as a gift? Do we believe what we believe and do we do what we do in the life of the church because down the line we really think there's going to be a payoff here or in heaven, at least in heaven, and we're looking for the payoff? Or do we live our faith as a gift we offer back to God because God is just so good to us? Are we looking for a payoff in what we do in the life of the church? or are we making an offering? You know, the people that wanted the important seats are like the people in the life of the church who do what they do to be seen, to have places of honor, to be looked up to by others. Is that the motivation? A personal payoff? Sadly, through 30 years of ministry, I think I've met a lot of people in the life of the church who are in it for a personal payoff rather than an offering to a loving and gracious God. Deep down, because of our faith, because of our service to the church, because of our attendance and so forth, do we think God owes us? Or do we realize that we owe God everything? And the basic issue here boils down to whether we're basically led by greed or grace. I don't mean a real obvious greed, but a subtle one. A strange thing happened a number of years ago. An engineer wrote a psychology book. He applied some of the principles of engineering to the workings of the human mind. And the title of this book, his name is William Powers, was Behavior, the Control of Perception. And his theory basically goes like this. We do what we do because it gets us what we want or we wouldn't do it. That's pretty simple, huh? You don't have to be an engineer to figure that out. But his theory said, we've got a picture in our head and we work to change perception, to change how life looks, to get it to look like we want it to. Now, that's the whole purpose of behavior. To have an idea in our minds and to try to change life in the world to match what we want. Pretty interesting approach. Not too far from what Jesus was saying in this parable. Not too far from what Jesus was saying to his host. And certainly not far from the lectionary reading from Jeremiah, the second chapter, when Jeremiah, on behalf of God, asked the question, has a nation changed its gods even though they are really no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit them. Have we got so caught up in wanting life to be the way we want it that we've forgotten that we're here to serve and glorify God? You know, we've probably all been disturbed by some of the things we've seen in the news lately about the economy. I brought a couple of papers, one from Tuesday, August 17th, that tells us, and you probably saw this, rich and poor income gap continues to grow. And we find out that 20% of the people in this nation control 50% of the economy. That the gap between rich and poor is getting bigger and bigger. That more people have fallen in to the poverty level. With the tax cuts of 4 years ago, the burden of the nation has been shifted from the wealthy to the middle class. We've lost millions of jobs, and even though we've gained back about a million of those jobs, 2.6 million have been lost in the last 4 years, and people are struggling. And yet I want to commend you. Our budget's not in good shape right now. If you look at the deficit we're running, it's kind of like our giving took vacation this summer. But this church is giving above what it was giving 4 years ago, with fewer people in attendance and an aging congregation. During this same four-year period of time, our overall giving has increased, and our giving beyond the church has increased even more, percentage-wise. Then just the other day, about North Carolina, census figures show families struggling. And here again, talking about the poverty level increasing in the United States, and particularly in North Carolina, Texas, and Illinois, are the states where the poverty level has grown in an amazing way. What's really our God? What's really our purpose for being here? I really don't have a problem with the idea that as the leader of this church, I'm here to keep watch over your souls, but I really shake and tremble at the idea I will give an account to Almighty God to whether I've done that faithfully. How are we living our faith? As an investment with a payoff down the road, or as a grateful gift to a loving God? Only you can answer that for yourselves. Let us pray. Gracious Father, your Son wanted us to look more carefully at what we do and how we behave and our motives and our intentions. And just like we don't like to look at all of the problems of the world, we don't want to know about all the people who are being killed daily in Rwanda. We don't want to know details about the people in the greatest country on earth who are living in poverty, and more of them living in poverty than were 4 years ago. We don't really want to think about the people who've lost their jobs, and even if they've found a new job, it's a job that doesn't pay as much as the old one and has less benefits, because everybody's looking out for number one. Everybody's trying to make an investment that's going to pay off big instead of offering a gift to their community, to their state, to their nation, to the world. And maybe, just maybe, those of us who gather here aren't all that much different. But we know you want us to be. And deep down, we long to be what you want us to be. Give us the faith that will challenge us to be so grateful that our love will show forth in what we give back to life instead of what we take from it. For we ask these things in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.